Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about schools, and we are going to be talking about schools a lot, because in less than a month, much of our country is supposed to be starting their kids back at school. Some parents are like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Others are like, oh, hell no, I'm not taking my kids to school. And there was a survey that was circulated in my neck of the woods to parents of my school district asking what we want. All right? I believe in my neck of the woods we have like a July 21 deadline for the school district and trustees and teachers union and everybody, I guess, to be on board and on the same page with what they're going to do 3 weeks later. And I think are in a little bit of a mess. And so I'm asking you guys, this is a poll, I'm asking you guys, are you going to bring your kids back to school? Do you want to keep your kids home? What do you want to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What some school districts are doing is they're just saying, guys, this is how it is. This is how it's going to be. All right? We're going to do at home for a part of the week. We're going to have some students on campus because we have the social distance. We're going to alternate this way. We got everybody in a classroom without, you know, violating social distancing rules, trying to help protect them from COVID, et cetera. But we're still keeping the online learning such that if we do have to flip a switch and go to COVID style, post-pandemic type, you know, lockdown for flu or anything else, we could do it. That's what I see the majority of the school districts are doing. They're just going to do a hybrid. The thing is you have parents who are ticked. They're ticked. Some are ticked saying, look, my kid doesn't learn. I need to work. I can't have 2 days. And no, my kid can't learn, you know, a whole year of algebra in one semester. Some of these schools are doing that where you're going to get one whole year, but in a semester, they're going to have to teach less. They're going to have to do less classes. They're going to have to be more concentrated. And I was good at math, but my friends who couldn't do algebra, 1 year wasn't enough. They needed 5 years to get through 1 year of algebra, okay? Algebra's kind of hard. And you're going to do algebra in one semester? They say they're not going to cut the arts. They're going to try not to cut, you know, arts and a lot of the more liberal arts sort of classes. But it doesn't really keep its meaning when you can't do a lot of the presentations or the, you know, the book reports and the presentations. I did a puppet show. You know, when I was in school, in my literary class, I kind of recreated. I did a play, and I did a puppet show play by myself, and it was really good. I mean, you know, these are things that you kind of need an audience for. You need an audience, and Zoom just doesn't cut it. But then you have other parents going, what the hell are you talking about? We got this ADEM, this acute disseminating encephalomyelitis. We're seeing kids get COVID toes, you know, flu kills, and you want our kids to go back now? And the funny thing is don't, you know, try to look at if somebody is Democrat or Republican on how they're ruling on this school issue. You know, I mean, it's very, very mixed, okay? Whether they support Trump or not, people have their own concerns about how their kids are learning. Now, what are the facts? There's a lot of, shall we say, rhetoric. But what really has happened? What is something that both sides agree on, okay? Well, one is a lot of people did feel their kids were kind of safe. A lot of people kind of like the idea of being with mama, you know, babies being with their mama. So some of the safety leans more towards the lockdown, okay? A lot of them agree, you know, my kids didn't really learn, and I really couldn't teach them. I'm not an educator. You know, teachers are like, told ya, you see? We're like, yeah, like, I know, you guys, I get it. You can teach. You're right. I get that. So a lot of parents have grown a huge appreciation for teachers, it's about time, and understand that they're not educators. Also, there was a lot of lack of social interaction, lack of regular exercise, and I think the majority of parents realize their kids do more, you know, and they grow more when they're among others. But, like I said, they also found it more safe, you know, and it was kind of nice to know that your kid was not going to be exposed to stuff, you know, from other classrooms. So you kind of have a growing, you know, consensus of things. And so what are these school districts supposed to do? So when I ask parents, you know, are you going to take your kids back to school? I am getting answers like, oh, hell no. No, even if the school demands it, whether they threaten child protective services, I'm keeping my kid home. And then you have others saying, look, okay, yeah, this at-home learning is fine, but we can't afford Wi-Fi. Our Wi-Fi stinks. We don't have Wi-Fi, and then really my kid's going to have a laptop, or my kid's going to have a Chrome or a Chromebook or a iPad. Somebody's going to steal it. What happens when my kid steals his iPad? And so there's a lot of unfortunate logistics that are happening, and I don't know what the schools are going to do for that. The school, I would not want to be a superintendent at all. We have Superintendent Jara. I don't know how he gets any sleep at night. I mean, this is a rough job. This is rough. But the education of our kids, a lot of people are like, look, we got bigger fish to fry. We got the economy. We got casinos closed. We got bars closed. We got, you know, companies going out of business. We've lost a good chunk of the kids' education already 1 year. We are possibly going to have another cluster coming into this next year. Once a kid kind of gets out of that role, that learning role, and, you know, kind of gets lazy. I mean, I talked to some college kids that said, I'm not going back. If it's online, I'm not going back because I can't learn online. You're starting to have disruptions in education, and that was never supposed to be. And I get it's a virus. It's a deadly virus. It's a scary virus. But we trained kids all these years to get off the Internet. That Internet is bad. That you're going to hurt your eyes, you're going to strain your eyes, you're not going to learn, you need to listen to the teacher, you need to listen to the teacher. Now all of a sudden we're expecting these same kids to stare at a screen, pay attention to the screen, do what their, you know, teachers want, listen to their parents. We all know parents, when I tell my kid to do their homework, I try to tell my kid to go to his therapy session. He's not going to go do his therapy session. I'm like, he goes, I need to sleep. I'm like, you get your, and you know, so I start yelling and I start grounding. No, but a teacher is, oh, you know, you need to do this, you know. Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. So, it's a mess. We have less than 30 days, less even in some school districts, and we still don't even have a consensus on what the schools are going to look like. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So kind of a tragic weekend. Elvis Presley's grandson is dead. Benjamin Q., 27 years old, had shot himself in his mansion in Calabasas. This happened Sunday morning. He was son of Lisa Marie and musician Danny Q. I hope I pronounced that right. K-E-O-U-G-H. So he is the grandson of Elvis. Had uncanny resemblance, you know, face shape, eyes. And Priscilla Presley had married Elvis in 1967. They divorced in 1973, but they had Lisa Marie. This was Lisa Marie's eldest son. He was 27 years old, found by police with a single gunshot wound to the upper torso at 6:30 a.m. It's not clear whether he was alone at the house, but right now it's being ruled a suicide. Lisa Marie's manager said she's completely heartbroken, inconsolable, and beyond devastated, but trying to stay strong for her 11-year-old twins and her oldest daughter, Riley. She adored that boy. He was the love of her life. Benjamin had been struggling for a long time, not exactly sure, you know, what were all his, challenges, you know, in terms of, you know, if it did include, you know, drugs or alcohol. But unfortunately, he died at such a tragically young age. And it's heartbreaking. It's, you know, and it's, you know, everybody thinks, well, gosh, you know, he was in Calabasas and, you know, I mean, he had a mansion and he had, you know, I mean, he got to be Elvis's grandson. And there are obstacles and pressures that we can't even comprehend with that. And so it's not for us to judge, but it is our job to not expect somebody that, you know, marries into one of these, you know, Hollywood families to think that they have a mate, as many of them are, unfortunately, you know, at risk of suicide. Naya Rivera from Glee, you know, had been missing for 6 days. When she vanished, possibly jumped off the boat she was with her four-year-old son. They believe they found her body. They found a body, are not yet confirming if it's her. She was 33 years old, knew the lake well, considered it a sanctuary. Does have some rip currents and cold patches, but she seemed to love her son, and we don't know why she would. This would be inflicted on self-inflicted, but the little Josie, four-year-old, was found in the boat alone, sleeping. Another group noticed it drifting, so they, contacted authorities, and baby's Josie's with his dad, and they've been searching for the actress ever since. So they have found a body, and it's very unclear as to what happened. She was just in the boat alone with her four-year-old. You know, four-year-old had originally said she jumped in. Now, you know, a lot of people jump in, I mean, to pee. You know, I mean, you, as a girl, I could tell you that, you know, there's no bathroom on your little skiff, your little boat, so you'll jump into the water and pee. You know, but this isn't a lake that has sharks, so not sure what happened. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Also, tragic news coming in last night is John Travolta posted that his wife, his 57-year-old wife, Kelly Preston, has died of breast cancer. This was a fight that she battled for 2 years. For those of you that don't remember who Kelly Preston was, she was the girlfriend in Jerry Maguire, the fiancé in Jerry Maguire. She was also in Twins. She was a model, beautiful woman. I believe she dated Tom Cruise. I think she dated Charlie Sheen for a little bit, and I thought she might have even dated Tom Cruise. I'm not sure. I need to look that up. No, George Clooney. I think she even dated George Clooney for a little bit. But she was in Jerry Maguire for The Love of the Game, and she and Travolta have been married for, I believe, they eloped. I think what happened is they had married, like, about, oh, gosh, in the 90s, and they had eloped. I don't think they had a really big big Hollywood wedding. Yeah, in 1991. And I guess they married in Paris. And they had a son in 1992. His name was Jet. Jet had, unfortunately, a seizure disorder. And when they were in the Bahamas, I believe vacationing, he had died in the shower of a seizure back in 2009. Unfortunately, again, this family has been kind of, you know, struck with a lot of tragedy. She was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 years ago. And John Travolta had in his, notification to everybody that they are forever grateful to her doctors and nurses at MD Anderson Cancer Center, all the medical centers that have helped, as well as the many friends and loved ones that have been by her side. So she is survived by two children, as well as Travolta. And, she had been a mom again at age 48, so she has a young one. She has, like, a little, I think, 8-year-old. We don't know what stage cancer this was. Because she was a part of Church of Scientology, did she seek treatment? You know, we haven't talked a lot about the Church of Scientology, but the Church of Scientology that was founded by L. Ron Hubbard, there's been a lot of controversy with how much they embrace the medical community. Well, according to Scientology.org, they said that Scientologists can seek conventional medical treatment for illnesses and injuries. They say here, quote, Scientologists use prescription drugs when physically ill and also rely on the advice and treatment of physicians. They say the Church of Scientology has always had the firm policy of not diagnosing or treating the sick. Medical doctors are trained to deal with the physical aspects of illness and injury. A Scientologist is a physical condition, or with a physical condition, is advised to seek and obtain the needed examination and treatment of a qualified medical professional. Independent of any medical treatment, a Scientologist then addresses any accompanying spiritual trauma connected to that condition. So there are no theories out thus far that she had delayed treatment, but it does concern people that you have a 57-year-old in good health that, with all the treatments that we have with breast cancer, unfortunately died. Well, we look at, there's a lot of stars that have, been fighting breast cancer. Shannon Doherty has revealed her stage 4 breast cancer. That was earlier this year in February, and she was in remission and it came back. Julia Louis-Dreyfus have been battling breast cancer. Olivia Newton-John has had stage 4 cancer, coming back multiple times. Christina Applegate, Cynthia Nixon. It's the second most common cause of cancer deaths in females. But it is 1 in 8 women that get some sort of breast cancer, most likely invasive, over the course of their lifetime. 1 in 8. That's a lot. Most of us have 8 women in our immediate family. One of you is going to get it. It's sad thing to think about, but it's that common. According to breastcancer.org, an estimated 276,480 cases of invasive breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed in women in the U.S. just this year alone. They expect 48,000 cases of non-invasive breast cancer. And then how many people expected to die this year? 42,000 women and 500 men. So, who's at risk? Well, if you're older than 50, family history of breast cancer, if you have the BRCA1, BRCA2 genetic mutations, can put you at risk. If you drink alcohol, if you never have been pregnant, or if you started becoming pregnant after age 35, if you had early periods, like starting at age 11, obesity, especially after menopause, if your breasts are dense, if you don't have a lot of physical activity, if you've used oral contraceptives. Now, people say, I thought contraceptive, birth control was protective. Birth control is protective for ovarian cancer because your ovaries aren't always cycling and spewing out eggs because of birth control. So oral contraceptives seem to be protective of ovarian cancer. In terms of birth control, it's the opposite, because breastfeeding is protective against breast cancer. And so breasts that haven't breastfed, they used to believe, was a significant risk factor. Now, I don't think they talk much about breastfeeding because a lot of women can't, but they bring up older moms. And, well, if you wonder with older moms, if they've had issues with milk, then that could be why there's that risk factor. If you've had any precancerous tumors, such as atypical hyperplasia, you could be at risk. Any exposure to DES, which we don't really use that much anymore, and then previous radiation therapy. So they stage it basically based on any abnormal cells in the ducts or sections of the breast, and if they're spread. So stage zero has about 100% survival rate, where they find some abnormal cells, as long as it's very localized in a duct or section of the breast, you have 100% survival rate. If you have a tumor that's about 1 inch, but it hasn't spread, stage one, 98% survival rate. If you can find that the cancer spread to the lymph node, your survival rate starts to drop to about 88%. If the tumor is greater than 2 inches and spread to nearby lymph nodes, 52% survival rate. But stage four, 16% survival rate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. district judge on Monday ordered a new delay in federal executions hours before the first lethal injection was scheduled to be carried out at a federal prison in Indiana. The Trump administration immediately appealed to the higher court. The U.S. judge who made the ruling said there's still legal issues to be resolved and that the public is not served by short-circuiting legitimate judicial process. The heat is on for much of the country with heat advisories and excessive heat warnings from the panhandle of Florida all the way to California. In Phoenix, Arizona, cooling stations are being set up by the Salvation Army across the city.
We recognize that we're in the middle of a pandemic as well. And so all of our volunteers and all of our workers who are here, we don't reach into our coolers without having gloves on so that we make sure that we're contactless when we provide water to people.
Major Tim Smith with the Salvation Army. This is USA Radio News. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the coronavirus pandemic could be turned around in 2 or 3 weeks if people would wear face coverings and practice social distancing. Colorado is a state that continues to see more cases of coronavirus. In fact, Denver may even have to shut down. Jared Polis, the Democratic governor, telling everyone,
if you're somehow waiting to wear a mask till the governor tells you to, I hope you've heard that I'm telling you to. And if I haven't been clear, I'm telling you to wear a mask.
The Washington Redskins announced their retirement. The name Redskins and are coming up with a new team name. Well, that may be a little bit more of a challenge as a man residing in Alexandria, Virginia, filed a trademark for numerous names that the team could be changed to. For example, he's filed trademarks for the Washington Red Wolves, the Washington Tribe, the Washington Red Tails, and the Washington Potomacs. The man's filed those trademarks since 2014 and even set up merchandising operations for all the names. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you've been following the execution of Daniel Lee. From what we understand, the execution of him can proceed, according to federal appeals court rules. They found that the claim from the victim's family lacks any arguable legal basis and is therefore frivolous. So there was a federal execution. It was the first time a federal appeals court on Sunday ruled in nearly two decades that it could proceed as scheduled on Monday, overturning a lower court order that had delayed the execution. Now, why was the execution order delayed? Coronavirus. Daniel Lewis Lee, 47 years old, was supposed to die by lethal injection today at a federal prison in Indiana because of killings that happened back in 1996. A gun dealer, the dealer's wife, and then the 8-year-old daughter And this happened in Arkansas, and their 8-year-old daughter in Arkansas. Chief District Judge Jane Magnus Stinson ruled Friday in Indiana that the execution would be delayed because of concerns from the victim's family about the coronavirus pandemic. The Justice Department argued that the judge's order misconstrued the law and asked the appeals court to immediately overturn the ruling. The appeals court found that the claim from the victim's family lacks any arguable legal basis and is therefore frivolous. The Justice Department also argued that while the Bureau of Prisons has taken measures to accommodate the family and implement additional safety protocols because of the pandemic, the family's concerns do not outweigh the public interest in finally carrying out the lawfully imposed sentence in this case. So the appeal came after a Bureau of Prison staff member involved in preparing for the execution tested positive for COVID. The Justice Department, however, said the development would not mean an additional delay in the government's timetable because the worker had not been in the execution chamber and had not come into contact with anyone on the specialized team sent to the prison to handle the execution. The relatives will be traveling thousands of miles and witnessing the execution in a small room where the social distancing, where there would be social distancing recommended to prevent the virus spread. However, it's kind of impossible because the room is small. There are currently 4 confirmed coronavirus cases among inmates at the Terre Haute prison, according to federal statistics. 1 inmate there has died. So the victim's family had argued that they weren't trying to overturn the death sentence, but instead they asked to seek to exercise their lawful rights to attend the execution of Lee so that they could, so that they could be together at the moment as they grieve their losses. And, it is something that, has always kind of startled people where, really it gets to be watched and for a lot of people, they need closure. And so one form of closure is being able to watch the person that murdered your loved ones, dying themselves. Lethal injections are supposed to be very humane as possible with no pain. We've talked about the type of injections that kind of put you to sleep, paralyze the breathing. They sedate you, they paralyze you, and then sometimes potassium is given to stop the heart. There's different types of lethal injection combinations. But the last thing anybody wants is somebody waking up while they are paralyzed and being conscious of them dying. So they, usually with lethal injection, it's putting them to sleep. And then injecting the other things that help accelerate the death. So the family says they are going to appeal to the Supreme Court because the government is supposedly forcing them to compromise their safety by scheduling Lee's execution. But I'm not sure if it's going to happen. I thought the execution was already scheduled, so I don't know if it's already happened. So the relatives include Erlene Branch Peterson, who lost her daughter and granddaughter in the killing, have argued that the grief is compounded by the push to execute Lee in the middle of the pandemic. Peterson, who is 81 and has not left the country where she lives since February, has told her doctor she should not travel and should not avoid contact. So that's kind of interesting. One is, okay, this is a crime from 24 years ago. Now, I get there is a judicial process that has to be, but now this is happening? Why didn't it happen years ago? Why didn't this happen in, 2008? Again, I don't know how the case went and the appeals and all that. But I just kind of find that odd that the lethal injections are done, and I get they want to make sure people aren't killing people too quickly. I get there needs to be time. But here we are 24 years later from the time of the crime, and it just happens to fall during COVID. So do you just wait another few months, or do you Zoom it? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting how every day we learn something new in which, this COVID crisis is affecting. And who would have even thunk that, it could cause a delay in death row? But the problem the prisons are having, and which is why they're releasing inmates, is they are not allowed to keep somebody confined when there's going to be bodily harm. So if there's a fire, you have to get the prisoners out. The prisoners can't be stuck there and die just because they're prisoners. They have a right to live. So, even though he was sentenced to death, he still has COVID protection rights and all that. So, you know, the powers that be are thinking, look, okay, if we're going to do it, let's just do it. And others are like, no, 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 you got to delay it. And it's interesting because it's actually the family that wants him to get that execution, but they want to see it. And they want that closure. Well, and the other thing, too, which a lot of people don't realize, and I'm not saying I'm for or against either way, I'm just saying I'm just shocked that, you know, it took this long for it to get to this point, and now, you know, here we are in COVID. But also, people see a lot of movies, and one concern I would have is somebody would get out of jail and come back to get us. And so, you know, when somebody kills a whole family within your family, you don't feel safe. And so I see why they want to know it's done. But, I mean, it's, you know, do you wait and then take that risk that he gets to be moved to a less secure facility because of COVID? Not sure. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Donald Trump and Anthony Fauci are still going back and forth, from what we understand. The White House, according to CNN, thinks they are trying to discredit Anthony Fauci. White House has had concerns with Fauci, as Fauci voiced concerns about reopening the country. And, President Trump has not liked, you know, Anthony Fauci because he thought that he, you know, kind of caused a lot of scare and, you know, might have misjudged numbers. How I look at it is I wouldn't want to be either man right now. You know, going through this, Dr. Fauci had a role that put him in the public eye, and it was about a virus we knew nothing about. And I'm not saying this to defend him or to, you know, criticize him, but if anybody expected Anthony Fauci to be 100% all the time, it wasn't going to happen. And Dr. Fauci, from what I understand, you know, tried to be as political as possible. And, you know, it raised tension. From what we understand, both men are not speaking. And in a statement Sunday, a White House official, or Saturday, told CNN that several White House officials are concerned about the number of times Dr. Fauci has been wrong on things. The official went on to provide a lengthy list of examples, citing Fauci's comments early in the pandemic and linking to past interviews. So, you know, Fauci had originally downplayed the virus, you know, and then, you know, he said people should not be walking around with masks. Well, again, if he was being told that by the World Health Organization or the CDC is saying, look, we don't have enough masks, you know, for people, so we can't have people start buying up all these masks that we need for, you know, the healthcare workers. There was this growing trend to be anti-mask, you know, in the government and in officials and all that. And then all of a sudden that changed, oh, you guys need to wear a mask. But then, look at what's been happening with the mask. You know, depending on your ethnicity, in Oregon, Lincoln County, you wear the mask, you don't wear the mask. You know, if you're in a protest, if you're not wearing a mask, you're not going to be arrested. But if you're not wearing a mask and you own a company, you will possibly be fined or closed down. So it's just not a lot of sense. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple things happened over the last few days, which is very, very concerning. The American Airlines had to do an emergency landing in Seattle. It was on its way to Chicago O'Hare Airport because there was a white gentleman that started, while the plane was mid-flight, running up and down the aisles screaming that everybody needs to accept that Jesus was black and he's going to start killing everybody who doesn't accept it. And then right before he's subdued by a couple passengers, one I believe was in law enforcement, and a couple others just got up to do him. He screams, you know, die in the name of Jesus. And the stewardess, I think, came and put zip ties on him, and it did an emergency landing in Seattle. But when you watch him, I mean, he was angry. He seemed very focused on his message that Jesus was black, and he wanted people to think that way or they die. Going back a step to what happened in Indiana, there was a home health nurse that got into an argument with a group of people about Black Lives Matter. She responded, "All lives matter." Some argument ensued, and from what I understand, it calmed down, but then she got shot and killed. And again, I don't know all the details, but she leaves a three-year-old son. She was a home health nurse. Not sure why an argument got to that point where it had to be a Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter fight. And but her dad admitted that she said All Lives Matter. She's dead now. And that's not what the Black Lives Matter movement is supposed to be about. That's not what, you know, Martin Luther King wanted with protests. That's not what, you know, Caucasians and blacks and Hispanics, you know, and people want for this country. But we are hearing people bring up, get violent or, you know, die in the name of kind of what's been happening over the past, you know, few weeks, month. And I think we kind of need to, you know, reevaluate what is it we're doing. You know, we all have seen, I think, that video of that woman who graduated Harvard that said that if she hears another person say all lives matter, she's going to cut you. And she was just getting so mad, and she was, you know, engaging the camera and sneering and looking like she goes, "I will cut you, I cut you as you bleed out, you know, and I got a paper cut, and I'm going to say all wounds matter." I mean, she completely took whatever movement, you know, was originally designed and changed it into something that was, made no sense at all. But again, she threatened to kill somebody who would say all lives matter. Now, the discussion, all this started, right, because people are upset about what happened to George Floyd. People are upset that, you know, people die in police custody, and maybe they want reform. You know, maybe some want to take it to the next level. Maybe some want a race war. Maybe some. But this was a white gentleman on the American Airlines flight threatening to kill everybody who wouldn't admit that Jesus was black. So why, if we're trying to, you know, make the country, let's say, a better place, or we're trying to, you know, be progressive, why is death and threats and you know, killings happening? I mean, why is, you know, both sides, what's the point? And my guess is, the point is they're using this as an excuse. These are people that might really want war. There are people out there. I'm not saying the Black Lives protest or people protesting what happened to George Floyd, but like this guy on the plane or that Harvard graduate that said, you know, "I'm going to kill you if you say all lives matter." All lives matter, later got changed into something that connoted white supremacy, but you have people out there that don't have the memo, and they think all lives matter mean, you know, they're supporting Latino communities, black communities, Filipino communities. Unfortunately, it doesn't have that connotation anymore. And so people think that if you use that term, that is a war cry, and you need to be bloodied or killed or put out. And so I think the reason why we're seeing the protests and we're seeing, you know, damage and things getting burned down is because deep down, a lot of us want a war. We want to fight. You know, that maybe it's in our human instinct, our human nature to want to kill. And, you know, we have a little baby doggy, and her name is Uzi. And this is a little puppy, Uzi, and Uzi is so cute, and Uzi is, okay, and this is just a little puppy. Well, my son was just absolutely shocked because one of the cats brought in a field mouse or rat or something from outside. And Uzi, you would think, would play with it or whatever. Uzi took that mouse, right, and basically crushed its skull. I didn't see it, but my son saw it, and he was horrified. And he's like, okay, that's supposed to be a puppy dog. The dog's an animal. Animals have it in them to kill. Humans are animals. And so the reason why you hear people go, okay, well, I'm kind of nervous about protests, or I want to limit this, or I want to limit this, is because they think that, you know, some of our animalistic tendencies, you know, our tendencies are going to come out. Now, should we have outlets? You know, well, that's what working out should be for. You know, that's why, you know, I mean, you're mad at somebody, go for a jog. Anytime I got mad, I would go for a run. And trust me, by the time I was done running in 115-degree heat, I didn't want to fight with nobody. But, you know, when you look at this guy, if you look at the video footage of him on this American Airlines flight, I mean, he really wanted to engage somebody. He really wanted to fight. When you look at that Harvard woman, you know, it looked like she really wanted to cut somebody. And, you know, here you have this nurse, and, you know, maybe she shouldn't have said all lives matter. Maybe she shouldn't have engaged him. I don't know how it got, but did she really have to lose her life? You know, I mean, people have, you know, political opinions, and they have, and you know, unfortunately, you know, some of these opinions are now considered racist. Some people are racist out there. Some aren't. They're trying to make a point, or who knows what they're doing. And that's not for us to debate, you know, what some of these things mean when people are trying to, you know, say Blue Lives Matter or whatever. But I think you have people out there that really want a war. They really want a revolution. Now, some people will say, well, look at history. The American Revolution had to happen. The America had to leave British rule. There had to be deaths. That had to happen for us to be free. I don't think, you know, I don't want to ever think death had to happen. But unfortunately, wars happen every couple hundred years. In America, we're usually involved in a war every 20 years. All right, that's just, you know, wars happen. And we're kind of due for one. And I don't want that to happen, but what I'm seeing is you're having people set up and prime and lock and load because they want war. They want, and it's beyond a race thing, or it's beyond what happened with George Floyd. It's, I think people want to kill, and they want an excuse to kill. And they need to satisfy that need. And, you know, we all think, well, you know, there's only a very small percentage of people who are killers, and they're very bad people, and, you know, if they don't do drugs, maybe they won't accidentally kill somebody. I think we have a much larger population out there that want to kill. I think we have people that you just press them to the limit, or you give them an opportunity, they are going to kill. And it's not just the typical, stereotypical person that you see, you know, in TV. It could be a Harvard graduate. And I'm not accusing this Harvard graduate of wanting to be a killer, but when you basically threaten and you kind of use that passion to say you want to kill somebody and watch them bleed out, as far as I'm concerned, it's in your heart that you have the ability to kill. Now, maybe we all do. But this what's been happening now with discussion of race and Jesus and Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, you know, I don't know if you hear White Lives Matter. White Lives Matter has a different connotation than All Lives Matter. But, you know, once you know, we're starting to see in Indianapolis, this was Indiana. I mean, we're not talking, you know, the most dangerous state. Just keep your eye out for it, because even if things quiet down, I think there's going to be people out there that want to stir things up because they want a war. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.